Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. There's a lot of rumbling going on across the country because of the voter fraud that just took place again. And there's no doubt that the American people are paying attention to what's going on right now. And I'm going to highlight just a little bit of that because you've got networks on the grassroots level telling the American people what in fact is happening across the boards. Because the message that's being given unto us right now, friends, by the corrupt media and those that control the narrative is that you want more of the same old concerning what took place over the last 4 years. I mean, as if you need to vote for as if your business is being closed. Like for Michigan and like for the state of Minnesota, the message to us is we want in Minnesota here, Tim Walz back, the guy that shut down thousands of businesses unconstitutionally, illegally, let's call it for what it is. This is the same guy, friends, that told us that our kids couldn't have graduation parties. The kids need to stay home, locked up into their homes. The message to all of us, friends, is by the mainstream media is that we re-elected these criminals. Family members being left in the hospital or retirement homes, and you're not allowed to be there. Say at the government, trying to figure out where they got that constitutional authority. Of course, it doesn't exist, but the American people, ignorant as they are, went right along with their unconstitutional edicts unknowingly to them, and unbeknownst to them, they added strength to tyranny. And now the message to all of us is, by the mainstream media, that we re-elected these individuals that continuously abused us over the last 4 years illegally through totalitarian methods, authoritarian methods, whatever you want to call it for, folks. The fact of the matter is, it is happening, and what again we're being told, friends, is we re-elected these people. And to suggest in Michigan that Whitmer was called out by the Supreme Court not once but twice, underhanded by the Supreme Court and shutting her down, calling it out throughout the United States of America that what she was doing was completely illegal, yet the people went along with her in Michigan, regardless of what the Supreme Court said, regardless of what the law said. They added strength to tyranny. Whitmer shut down 70,000 businesses in the state of Michigan alone. The message by the mainstream media there is the people in Michigan reelected her. This is the same one that ran off the same campaign that Tim Walz did in Minnesota, as if to suggest murdering babies is the new campaign slogan, but yet that's what they ran off of, giving women the right to go ahead and slaughter more babies in their prospective communities. And unbeknownst to all of those that tolerate these criminals, and criminals they are, friends, I'm here to tell you that no law's ever been given unto them to do the wrong thing, yet they're doing the wrong things. Illegal in an illegal manner, and the mainstream media is right there to remind us that we all re-elected them. Okay, this is going on across the boards. Yesterday, we took the time to have one of our friends convey some information to me in the state of Minnesota alone concerning what took place in southern Minnesota and how they were told not to count the ballots. And by the way, that was their title. That was the purpose. They were election judges. And yet, when it was time to count the votes, they were told not to do it. They were underhanded. As a matter of fact, there's lawsuits that are coming out right now concerning that issue, which took place in southern Minnesota yesterday. She also told me that she suspected that this happened throughout the state, and I was here 4 years ago telling you, of course it's happening throughout the state. Don't suggest to me that people are re-electing these individuals. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska, and Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan, don't suggest to me that they were ever voted in by Minnesotans in the first place. I mean, there's 5.9 million people in the state, and if you even look at the results that were given by the mainstream media, the fox in the chicken coop giving you the results, friends, that 94% of you declare you don't trust, they're the ones giving you the results of the election fraud that's taking place. So do your homework as to figure out what's going on here. Tim Walz was not reelected in Minnesota by the people. Keith Ellison was not reelected by the people in Minnesota, nor was he ever elected into the state of Minnesota by the people. He was denounced by the police force. The people in law enforcement can't stand the man. They know that he's a criminal. He's committed treason against his own people. This is the man, along with Tim Walz, who has surrounded himself on his board at the Minnesota Capitol when he appears every once in a great while, when he has to, that wants all of us that allegedly reelected him, that we want 200 to 300% more illegals and immigrants coming into the United States of America, namely the state of Minnesota, to basically conquer our state. This is the message they're giving us in Minnesota. This is the message they're giving in Michigan. This is the message in California that they're giving, regardless of the recall that just took place concerning communist Gavin Newsom. And it's interesting, during that recall, they even polled the illegals that were coming into the state of California that voted against him wanting his recall, because many of the people that are coming into America illegally want the American dream as well. But again, all of his attacks, Gavin Newsom's attacks on the people in California, the message by the mainstream media is that you reelected him. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And I want to remind all of those people out there that are too ignorant to shut off their television because they know they're being lied to, but they keep listening to them anyways. And, of course, they don't believe them, Romans 1:18, but they parrot everything the mainstream media has to say. Don't go on social media platforms and talk about how Massachusetts is so stupid to vote in the first lesbian, or in Pennsylvania to vote in the dude from Adam's family. Don't suggest to me that the people voted them in. They didn't vote them in, and I'm going to show you today that they didn't vote them in. Let me go to Michigan really quick. We had another friend on yesterday, our friend Rachel from Michigan, who told us that the government in that state proposed something called Prop 3, where the government can come in and usurp authority over the parents to force vaccinate and to force abort babies concerning their own children. They want you to believe, Americans, that you voted this in and you reelected this witch into office in Michigan. Again, let me remind you, all of this done illegally, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that you're responsible for putting them back into power.
Friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I totally agree, Stuffer, that it's a dog and a pony show. But the problem that we're having here is they think that they're above the law. They think they have control over us to enslave us and our children. And furthermore, keep in mind, we all live politics. We all live politics. And in general, okay, people need to understand everybody lives politics. I hear it all the time. I hear it especially in the Church of America. You know what? We don't have anything to do with politics. Oh, my goodness. Who established government? We've been down this road before. I mean, I wonder if those people under Adolf Hitler that were thrown behind iron fences or barbed wire fences, I wonder if they lived politics. Yep. And then it all came back to them. They recollected what they should have done when they had the time to do it, but they failed to do it. Everybody lives politics, okay? Everybody must get involved. And when you hear from the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, talk about not getting involved in politics, that's the whole purpose the church is in or on this planet, that his will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And again, keep in mind, Exodus 18:21, the church is the one that established the institution of government within the United States of America. And we have a very peculiar government. We are a people that are ruled by God, not by corruption and those that want to dictate our lives in any sense of the word. Read the Declaration of Independence. Our rights come from God, and the rights that we receive from God to do the right thing, right? What do? We delegate authority to those that serve we, the people. And if they act outside of their scope of authority or of delegation, we are to hold them accountable and remove them. And I know that there's people right now saying, okay, we know that there's massive voter fraud. What do we do about it? I'm going to get to that in just a little bit here. Hang on with me. I've got you for 2 hours today. I want to show you what's going on concerning some of the agencies that have been created to censor free speech. I want to show you what some of the agencies that have been created after September 11, 2001 are now being used for, as if we already didn't know. We already know that the DHS, after September 11th, basically defined 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And the terrorist, in their definition, falls to the American people. Christians, patriots, conservatives. It doesn't apply to those that are subversive to American government, communists, sodomites, all those things that are illegal in America. They're calling that normal. This is how sick these people are, and they must be held accountable. They are not the kind of people that you can help. These are the people that must lawfully be dealt with by we the people, the government in the United States of America under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. And it can be in a blessed state rather than a cursed state, but that's up to us. Let me show you. Someone just sent this to me. A sheriff did, as a matter of fact, just a day ago. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that agency, that unconstitutional agency that has been caught over and over and over again attacking Americans and giving aid and abetting those that are coming into America illegally, even giving them air-conditioned buses, and they're shipping them to Catholic charities and the such, illegally. This is the DHS. But also pay attention to the fact that the DHS is now censoring Strange first mission. This is their first mission. Banning speech that casts doubt on the election. Folks, hey, let me tell you something. It goes way beyond what just took place again. When I say there's no more can to kick the road, no more road to kick the can down, there is no more road. Your backs are up against the wall. You have said governors and those running for office campaigning off of the blood of the children. They were advocating their whole gubernatorial candidacies on the fact that they want to make sure that innocent babies are murdered all the more. This is what kind of people that are running for office, and they're not hiding anything, okay? And if you dare stand up and say what I just said, and I'll say it again tomorrow, and I'll say it again the day after that, as long as I'm here, I'm going to keep saying it. You're being lied to. And I want to say this, friends. One of the things that I was talking about during the last segment, and I'll get back to this DHS censorship, was the fact that you're hearing conservatives and patriots and Christians talking about how stupid other people are in voting for these candidates that were reelected. Well, I'm here to tell you what's in play, and I've warned you about it 150 times over the last 17 years. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That's exactly what is going on. Don't suggest to me that the American people, even the harebrains, are voting people in that want to murder more babies, want to go ahead and attack their Christian foundations, which gives them the freedom that they have to do concerning the right thing, not the wrong thing. And I'm just regurgitating what I said over the first segment. But the fact of the matter is, don't tell me that people reelected these people because the people didn't reelect these people. Okay, so I said during the last segment what's going on in Michigan during the end of the last segment. They had something called Prop 3. Which, by the way, when I was just in Michigan last month, I was told that it'll never pass. And I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. Yep. See, they have this presumption that it won't pass because other people are going to go ahead and do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Guess what happened? It passed. Did the people vote it in? No, the people didn't vote it in. They gave the illusion, and they deceived the people in Michigan to believe that the people did vote them in to go ahead and usurp authority over their kids. No, they didn't. Folks, we're in dire times. We're in perilous times. We're in dangerous times. We're absolutely in dangerous times. And I'm here to tell you too, friends, the American people are going to have to take it to the next level and bring justice. Because what they're doing is they're using the voting polls, the false voting polls that they keep giving you, the false polling election results, to keep themselves in power, to continuously work against the American ideals and the American people. That's what they're doing. They're using the voting polls. And remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And that's exactly what's happening. In the state of Minnesota, everybody knows Walz wasn't reelected. That's paying attention. Anybody that's paying attention never voted Keith Ellison in the first place. And they know it. Talk to the people that are running against these criminals. They're creating this support out of thin air. And I could go down. Tim Walz is the governor here in the state of Minnesota. He's not even from Minnesota. He's a total communist. He never had the right to do the things that he did over the last 4 years. Forced compliance, separating families, shutting down schools, attacking businesses. Are you kidding me, Americans? Are you kidding me? People in Minnesota, in Michigan, in Ohio, in California, and in New York? The people aren't voting them in. And let me say this. Government doesn't have a right to do the wrong thing. They don't have a right to do the wrong thing. But yet the American people keep playing along with it, acting as if to suggest that somehow or another, they're right, they're in control, they know better than we do, they can do whatever they want to do. I can't find that anywhere. I can't find that anywhere in any sense of the word. So let's go back to this. This is the DHS, censorship. So they're censoring free speech. Isn't this what big tech companies did during the whole pandemic? Anybody that spoke out against the pandemic, which I'm going to hit some more of that as well today. Folks, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm shooting from the hip today. You see all the people that just died yesterday? Gallagher, the comedian, died. The singer from Nazareth died. There's a couple more people. Folks, I could go on my, again, and I brought this up yesterday, I could go on my social media platform right now, or just randomly, and I can just pull up all of the people that just recently died. Yep, brand new one here. Clash co-founder, first one. Clash co-founder dead. Keith Levine was 65 years old. Isn't that amazing? Just right off the bat. And then singer after singer after Aaron Carter died this week. Here's another one. I'm doing this live, folks. Nick Turner, Hawkwind saxophonist, flutist, dies. Whoa, I bet they all have something in common. But wasn't it these governors that said, listen, either you get your shots or else? Wasn't it the criminal president, Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, and Joe Biden? Aren't they the ones that are responsible for saying either you get the jab or else? And yet we're seeing people die all day long? Read Amos 3, folks. It's judgment upon a disobedient people that refuse to hear. Guess what? When they refuse to listen, they took the shot, and now they're facing their judge, aren't they? And guess what's going through them? The Lord can look down at them and say, I sent a witness to tell you. I sent a witness to tell you, and you didn't listen. And now you're here. And now you're here because you refuse to listen. Who's going to take care of your kids? Who's going to take care of your grandkids? This is insane what's going on in America. Folks, I am telling you that you have every right in the world and under God to defend yourselves from what's going on right now. Read the Declaration of Independence. And folks, for an agency that's been set up to war against the American people to suggest otherwise, they have not a leg to stand on when it comes to the burden of proof as to what laws they're enforcing against people that mean to defend themselves. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if that's threatened, then we need to deal with them accordingly and lawfully. Remind yourselves that I'm saying that because my enemies like to put words into my mouth. And I will do what I need to do lawfully. Period. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Kyiv's forces entered Kherson after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it captured since its invasion began in February. The withdrawal of 30,000 troops was Moscow's third major retreat of the Ukraine war. While it's unclear what Russia's next move will be, the Kremlin said the withdrawal will not change the status of the region, which Moscow has proclaimed part of Russia. Global carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels are on track to rise around 1% this year, scientists said, warning this would make it harder for the world to avoid disastrous levels of climate change. Democrats inch closer to holding on to the levers of power in the Senate as Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, the party's incumbent, defeated Blake Masters, a venture capitalist endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump, according to the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let's see if Bradley's right about what's going on, outside of the fact that we see that the DHS is censoring anybody that stands up against the doubt of the elections. Hey, folks, when they step into power like that and begin to censor, they're attacking your First Amendment right, your free speech. And that was the bulwark of the freedom of speech, is the fact that we have it. We can speak out against it. That's what keeps us safe and secure. But we have these agencies that have been created since September 11th that are attacking free speech outside of Facebook and Twitter and Google, and the list goes on. So I want to bring it to the next level, and just let's go ahead and check and see if what I'm telling you is true. Because I need to tell you this before I show you the next one here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to those pages as well. Do you know that there's record-setting numbers of people under the guise of the Republicans that went out to vote like never before? And regardless of all the efforts of the American people, they still want you to believe that you lost. Folks, they never had the support. And I've went through so many shows from Obama. I went through that of Biden, folks. Just here's a case in point. We just found out Joe Biden's Twitter, 17 million followers, are completely fake. Same thing with Obama. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. What I'm telling you, friends, is they don't have the support. They make up the support. They create the support, and then they cast it into your minds. See, and the fact of the matter is, if you just sit down and just go ahead and take this right now, is the wrong response. The right response from the American people, friends, is to stand up and now hold them accountable. And people are saying, well, let it just settle for a while. Why? So people go back to sleep again? That's not our job. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to wake the people up. And right now is a prime opportunity. Hey, folks, when it's darkest, the church, it shines brightest. And that's how God's glorified. Read Matthew 5:16 when you get a moment. My goodness. Let's go to the next one. Record numbers of people going out to vote, and they sold you that the bad guys was reelected throughout the United States. Absolutely. They did the same thing with Biden, as you well know. And they're going to keep doing this until you stand up, America. The Lord, let me put it this way. The Lord's going to get your response one way or another. The Lord's going to get your response one way or another. What they're doing right now is they are inverting the truth. And doesn't it tell us in Isaiah 5:20, woe, that's a curse, unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Isn't that what's happening? Absolutely. And let me take you over to Daniel 8:25 as it comes to my aid even now, because you need to understand that through a false sense of peace, that's how they not only magnify themselves, but that's how they destroy the people. And through his policy, remember, policy undermines constitution, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. That's what they're doing right now by saying, we won. Also read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, and Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. And by peace shall destroy many. By peace. I mean, folks, I just got to shoot from the hip. You're going to have to track with me. Okay, there's 157 cities listening right now. There's a lot of different people that need to be fed. This is a prophetic ministry. So we're going to go down one of those rabbit trails right now. Someone needs this. How much more information needs to be brought forth concerning the side effects and adverse side effects of that of these experimental jabs? How many lies have been uncovered since day one? How many scandals has Fauci been involved with and exposed for? Your government been involved and exposed for? How many scandals has the CDC been exposed for? The NIH, the World Health Organization, the UN. These are the people driving the narrative. How many times have they been exposed? Luke 12:2. Thousands of times. And yet these are the people that you're allowing to set the narrative. And what's interesting is, as I just said during the last segment, speaking of which, isn't it interesting that Amos 3:8-3 talks about how the dead bodies, they'll be buried in silence. It's happening right in front of your face. All these people are dying off. And then the ones that have been set in the narrative, did they stop? Nope, now they're going after your children. We've highlighted this 100 times. When are the people in this country going to hold them people accountable for breaking the law, because nobody's going to do it for you? Nobody's going to do it for you. And what you're doing by sitting down is you're bringing to your front door, friends, Amos 6:3. You are drawing the bad guys to come to your front door sooner or later for you putting up with this. They want you to sit down. They want you to shut up and take it. And how dare you question anything we have to say? And that's exactly, by the way, what January 6th was all about. And then what they do, they began to, by the way, they didn't attack the people that were at January 6th. And we know who's responsible for orchestrating all of that. What they did is they waited for the American people to get home, and then they sent in the brown shirts, the FBI, to go pick off the families one by one for doing what they have a lawful right to do. And the American people let them do it. And the American people that are listening to me right now say, well, you know what, as long as it's not me, I'm okay. Oh, no, 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 you don't understand. You're drawing these men to your front door, and it's just a matter of time before they're at your front door. And there's going to be a day where you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I wish I would have responded when I had time to do it. And see, as I was talking to the morning show host this morning, we were talking, going back and forth, as to how the American people need to come together. See, but the mainstream media, what you're doing is being conditioned by the mainstream media to continuously question each other, to attack each other. No, the Bible says the love of many will wax cold. When? In the last days. And folks, the last days are coming upon us because we do nothing. Had a guy tell me yesterday, he quoted Edmund Burke, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I said, Eric, just hang on a second. I like Edmund Burke. I have a lot of respect for him, but let's say that again. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Wait a second. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. So don't call yourself good if you allow this to prevail. Because they mean for this to prevail. And isn't it interesting? This comes to my aid even now. At the very beginning of all this pandemic, I want you to check everything I'm saying. I want you to check the fruit of my ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want you to show us where we've been wrong, where we've missed it somewhere down the line. I'm here to tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will not be straightened. He will have His way, and He is on the show, regardless if you like it or not. But I want you to check this. A lot of people are talking about tsunami right now again. Matter of fact, I just looked up at the screen that I'm going to show you right now, just showing you that there was major election fraud that was taking place, and elections were rigged, and all of a sudden I seen the word tsunami. Do you guys remember before the whole pandemic started rolling in, do you remember about the dream that I told you? About the tsunami? About how the first wave came in, it was a small one? I can see it clear as day as I'm telling you right now. And I knew it was the Lord because of how it comes. Prevention is better than cure. Either we're going to listen to it, take heed, stop it, or we're going to suffer the judgment of it. Well, there was one wave that came in. It was small, and it was coming in. And this is right at the beginning of the pandemic. And I started to warn the people as to what I got. And I want to tell you, when I get it, fear comes with it. There's a fear that comes with it. And if you look at anybody prophetically that receives anything from the Lord, fear comes on the scene. Why? Because God is holy, we are not. What else was a part of this vision? The second wave. I noticed the second wave was much bigger than the first wave. Okay, first it came off with just put the masks on. That's the first wave. The second mask came on. We knew that there was a pill in the jam and it was going to be the vaccinations. Sure enough, here it comes. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. And I told the people what I seen, and I said, if you do not stop it there, there's a tsunami behind it that you're not going to be able to stop. And isn't it interesting how everybody 3 years later is talking about tsunami? Isn't it interesting how this continuously recycles with this ministry? Nobody's talking about it, and we keep shooting it out there and shooting it out there and shooting it out there. And before you know it, a year or two later, the conservatives of the day, the talking heads of the day, the controlled operatives start to talk about what we warned of 2 to 3 years prior to them talking about it. That's what the Holy Ghost does, and that's exactly what He's doing now. Now everybody's talking about a tsunami. We've seen that with Joe Biden. That was a major wave. Tsunamis destroy everything in their path. That's what the American people are conditioned to. Sit down, allow the traitor to go ahead and destroy at will the country that you know, because there's nothing you can do about it. No, the fact of the matter is we need to come together under the Lord, because our enemies have already showed themselves for who they are, and they are anti-American. They're operating in a foreign manner to we the people, namely to the Constitution of the United States of America. And there's a corporation that's trying to bleed out anybody that stands up against that corporation that was created over 150 years ago. And don't sit there and tell me about how it's all over with and we can do nothing about it. That is baloney. It's not going to work for you. And the fact of the matter is the Lord's looking for a minority that are willing to stand up and do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, that He might be glorified. I believe that we can get through this, but we have to do this together, folks. What the mainstream media has been doing for years in this country, they have been the smoke and mirrors for the conspirators that they've been covering for far too long. And what happens is when you take a hold of them and bring them to court, you get into the courts and you only find out that the judge is there working for and against you on the behalf of those that are selling themselves out to the highest bidder, such as these said judges. Oh, ask me. I've got experience in all of this. And let me remind you, folks, while I'm saying that, if I had an attorney, a constitutional attorney that feared God, I'll tell you what, this ministry would be the richest ministry on the face of the planet. Because every single time that we're abused, we're lied, we're defamed, we turn around and we take it to them. But what happens? We find out that the attorneys are just as corrupt as the courts. Why? Because they win either way, don't they? Yep, they win either way. How is that working for the American people? And furthermore, why is it that we need to get an attorney to go to a judge, a righteous judge, to discover and apply what we all know what the law says? We got to.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Tiffany. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let me get to what I've been ranting about. I want to show you what I've been talking about. J.D. Rucker, the election was rigged to quash America's first patriots. And no, it's set up to dishearten you. I want to remind 329.5 million people in this country, there is a reason this show is so heavily censored, because they know what I'm telling you is true. They know, and they are scared to death, Americans, that you're going to figure this out. You are dealing with a small percentage of those that control the narrative that are deceiving you into believing that the bad guys have been reelected again. This is how any dictatorship operates. Ask Stalin. Ask Adolf Hitler. Ask Mussolini, man. Mussolini. And by the way, Obama was illegally going through all the papers on a daily basis, just like Mussolini was about 10 years ago in this country. We highlighted that too, but nobody wanted to listen until it happens. And then when it happens, they just, you know what they do? They just sit there. They do nothing until it happens. And then they say, oh, must be the end days. Must be the end times. Oh, I'd hate to be you. Prepare to meet your God. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not, it's the end times. Let's just throw our hands up in the air and praise Jesus. No, that is unscriptural every step of the way. Biblically illiterate ones. It's not what our forefathers did in any sense of the word. Speaking of which, let's take it that direction. So I just highlighted the election was rigged. This is J.D. Rucker. He said it was totally rigged. It's there to oppress. It's a sign of judgment. This is the Lord using the bad guys to chasten and to judge a nation that refuses to obey him. Well, Bradley, that's just not true. Well, let's go to Psalm 9:16 real quick. And what does it say there? Well, it tells us this. It tells us that the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, is snared in the works of his own hands. What does verse 17 say? It says this. It says in the King James Version, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell because of all those people that call themselves the good guys and do nothing. They're the ones that are defined as the wicked in Scripture, and the Lord promised that he would turn that nation into hell because they do nothing but talk and talk and talk, and they do no more. Faith without works is dead. It's a work of faith and a labor of love, folks. And if you love your God and you love your country and your brothers and your sisters first and foremost and your country, you can't but stand up and do something about what's going on. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. Americans, you have forgotten your God. That's why you're in trouble. That's why this is going on. How have you forgotten your God? You failed to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Look at this. Here, let's go to the next one. Did you know that in Pennsylvania, did you know that a dead man was even reelected? This is how ignorant the... But I suppose in Pennsylvania, I've seen all the social media posts. You know all those people in Pennsylvania, are you really that stupid that you voted for a dead man? Nope. And the fact of the matter is, you people that are accusing other people, you don't understand the game that you're being caught up into. Everybody's being accused but the person that's responsible for creating the division. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it amazing to you when you see the American people fight each other concerning the media's narrative? Oh, that you are being laughed at by the enemy. That's why we need to come together under the banner of Christianity. Under the banner of who we are, not what they want you to believe that we are. Okay? Tim Walz in Minnesota is not, he is not Minnesota. Keith Ellison is not Minnesota. Gretchen Whitmer, that witch, which she literally is. She used a Ouija board for her campaign this year on her commercials. She is not Michigan. Newsom is not California. Joe Biden is not America. Hochul is not New York. DeWine is not Ohio. The list goes on. This is not a system of constitutional government in any sense of the word. Oh, it is? Oh, it is. Okay. A dead man reelected in Pennsylvania. You were told that they won. Who told you they won? The mainstream media that I'm exposing once again that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. Why? Because there's no truth in them. Right? They're all just saying they're just doing their job. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's not their job to listen to what their narrators tell them to say, regardless if it's the truth or not. It's their job to do their homework, do their due diligence, and check the backstory and the facts before they report it. That's not what they do. Oh, and if it is, like some believe it is, then how is it that a dead man was reelected in Pennsylvania? You're looking at it right now on social media platforms. The Washington Examiner produced that for us, friends. Oh, my goodness. Look at this one. Gateway Pundit. Which, by the way, I think they do a really good job over there. Not as good as the sonsoflibertymedia.com, of course, but I like a lot of stuff that comes out of there. This was reported. The Gateway Pundit. We caught them again. There it is right there. We caught them again. TGB catches late night operatives moving van loads of suspicious ballots way after legal deadline in Detroit, Michigan. Yep, we knew it. Here's the pictures on social media platforms. As a matter of fact, they were cleared out by the police. And then once the people were cleared out, some of these truth seekers sat there with their cameras rolling. And once the people were cleared out, they filmed a police escort of these trucks coming in. You know what's sad about this? What's sad about it is the headline is, we caught them again. Again. And again. And again. You know what it looks like? It's like the little boy who cried wolf. It's all you do is complain about what you tolerate. Look at this. We caught them again. How many times do they need to be caught, Americans? Oh, my goodness. Tell me it isn't so. All right, let's do this really quick. This is Mr. O'Keefe at Project Veritas, ProjectVeritasAction.com. And I want you to check this out because look what they found on the East Coast. Just verifying the claims that there's massive voter fraud that took place across the country once again. Here, let's check this out. What's happening over there?
So you're telling me I should vote John Fetterman, I should vote Joshua Shapiro.
You vote the Democrats, all of them are the Democrats. You only got one against one.
Project Veritas Action journalists were told who to vote for just mere feet outside a polling center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today. This is referred to as electioneering. Check this out. Not only are Democratic candidates' campaign materials posted at the door where the voting machines are located, watch as our undercover journalists are handed instructions on exactly how to vote.
They're being coached and led how to vote. Illegal electioneering.
What's that?
I don't think he's Democratic.
Okay.
He's a Democrat for the common man. I guess the guy's got a lot of money. You want some tax shelter. That's the way to go.
What do you do, Rudy? Do you just you work here? Or
I'm a committee person.
Oh, do you work with the office here?
I'm a committee person.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Wow. So all of you,
so you're telling me I should vote John.
Genius is out there accusing others of voting for the bad guy. You've been duped again, haven't you?
And now they're kind of standing more for at this point.
If you're divided against one another, friends, you are listening to the wrong people.
Yeah. So you're saying more, it's better off by default.
This is all illegal activity.
You good? We're scared of him.
We're scared of him.
These guys are way, way right. I mean,
no. You know when they say you're way right, you know what they're really saying? They obey the law. They really uphold the law that keeps us free. These criminals don't want to be free. They love their taskmasters.
Yeah.
The middle road. We're scared of him. We're scared of him.
Okay. So don't vote for them.
Yes.
Okay.
These guys are scary.
Yeah, okay. They're scary. Hey, folks, I got a question for all you smart geniuses out there. I do. Since when did it become a far-right position to obey the laws found in the Constitution? And furthermore, can you tell me where there's a left in the Constitution? Because I can't find that. Can't find that. And if you're saying to yourself right now, whoa, wait a second, what are you talking about? You've been duped, haven't you? Yep. This is what I'm talking about. The ones that are setting the narratives are the ones that have duped you into believing a system that doesn't exist. It's un-American. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. We got hour two coming up, and I'm going to get to the other side of this, and I'm going to show you what happens when people do stand up against this, because they have no other alternative, and they have every God-given right in doing so. We're going to talk about that during hour two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.